Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Aleph Omud Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Tes, dealing with business transactions on Chol HaMoed. And we begin on the third line with Sif Tes. The Mechaber writes, Mishat Sarach Liknos Yayin Beis HaBotzeh. If a person has to go and purchase wine during the harvest season, when they're harvesting the grapes, that's the time to go get the grapes to go make wine. Litzorach Shtiyas Chol HaShanah. And he purchases now enough that he can drink for that entire year. And if he doesn't do this now, v'im yavor ha-moed, during Chol HaMoed, he doesn't go and purchase these grapes or the wine, lo yimtza kimo shemotziyata. He will not find such availability at a later point in time. Now, this doesn't only mean that he won't even find it. It means he won't find it even at the same price, as the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Siv Katan Chav Tes. Rotz Lomar, the Mechaber, is telling us here, shelo yimtza kol kach bezol. Now is the time to buy it. If you buy it later on, you're going to pay a much higher premium. Kemoshe motziyato, you won't be able to find the prices that you can get right now a month later or sometime after Yontif is over later on. Lo yimtza kemoshe motziyato. And therefore, the Mechaber continues and he says, Dover ha'avidu, this is considered a financial loss to the person. Umutu liknos ulisakin hechavios ulazavson. He can go purchase this, and not only that, since his barrels haven't been used for a while and he's going to put them into barrels, he's allowed to go and fix his barrels and go and put pitch and tar on them to make sure that they're capable of holding the wine properly. However, you shouldn't save all of this for Chol HaMoed. You could have done it before Chol HaMoed, you could have done it before Yontif. You say, now do it on Chol HaMoed when I have time. That you're not allowed to do. However, but you're not allowed to buy more than you need for that year. So this was a large mechaber. We already did a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see Siv Katan Lamed in the Mishnah Berurah. You're allowed to even fix the barrels. That's a real melacha d'oraisa. Nevertheless, you're allowed to do this, even the mutter liknos, since you're allowed to purchase the wine, mutter gamkin l'sakin akela matrichlosa. Since you can purchase the wine, if you don't have the utensils to store it, it's not going to do you any good. So therefore, you can even fix the utensils that you need. But that's only for that which you need to buy for that year. Sifkot labadala, but you can't buy more for next year. Pirus l'kol hashana. You're only allowed to buy that which you need for this year, but you can't buy extra. V'lechein lo yikne, you're not allowed to go buy more. Do'ayeh b'yicholto liknos l'shon haba b'yisa b'tziru l'tzor sh'tiyaso. For next year, you can't buy now, because you'll buy next year for next year's. And therefore, you're only allowed to buy for this year. Because if you're buying for next year, so then it's clear that you're doing this just to make money, and that's not allowed to be done. This is like regular business transactions. You're not allowed to go and do business transactions to make extra money. It's only for a dover aved. And some of the reasons that we said yesterday for parnasa, but in this situation where it's not for parnasa and it's not to because you're going to have a dover of it, so then you're not allowed to go do this for next year. And as we explained already, the Chanal in Sif Dalet in 2 days ago's shir. The issue footnote number 23 brings down the rotsa liknos litzora cholamoid. Once you're purchasing, then you're allowed to go purchase quite a bit already for cholamoid. So Rav Moshe Feinstein brings down in the Igris Moshe, Shemuta, you can go purchase more for Chol HaMoed. You don't have to be exact and say, well, I need 3 bottles of wine. You can purchase 4 bottles of wine, and if you have leftover, you have leftover. Likewise, for example, if you buy 1 bottle of wine, it's $10. But if you buy 10 bottles of wine, then it's only $8 a bottle. So then, even though you don't need such a large amount, you're allowed to buy more than you need because since you're benefiting over here from the lower price, that you're allowed to do. However, I will below that, but if it's $10 for one bottle, or it's $100 for 10 bottles, so then also liknos, afilu miyosu min. You're not leaving out by that same exact wine, imenot tzarechos olamoid, unless you need it for cholamoid or for the yontif itself. Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, shim ein bezeh tosefes tircho liknos kemos gedola. But if you're in the store anyway, you're buying 1 bottle, and to buy 1 bottle, or 2 bottles, or 10 bottles, is no extra work, so then he says you're allowed to buy the extra bottles. Once you're in the store anyway, buying permissible, you can buy even extra. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'mudavar she'enu matzui achakach le'aviach bo. If it's something that you will not find, however, after this Chol HaMoed period of time, and you won't be able to do business with it, then mutter. Then you are allowed to buy it even on Chol HaMoed. the Mishnah Berurah in Simchat Lamed Beis says, Rosh Hashanah, what the Rama is telling us here is, Shekinias Hayayin lo yamotzu achar hamoed klal arviyachbo. You're in the wine business, and if you don't buy the wine now in Chol HaMoed, there won't be any wine for you to do business with after Chol HaMoed. It's all sold. Therefore, lachein shari afilu liknos kedei laviyach. Then you're allowed to buy, even though you don't need it for Chol HaMoed, and you don't need it for the rest of the year, but you're doing this for business purposes, then you'd be allowed to. Because this is similar to Hudumya, the Shayara V'yiridim Havor B'siv Hey. This is what we learned yesterday, that if it's for your business, and if you're not going to be able to have the transport with the caravans or the boats, so you're going to miss out, you won't be able to buy or sell, so then we said it's allowed, so to over here it's allowed. However, but if you will be able to find it, but just be a little bit more expensive, and you won't make such a big profit, then you're not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed now. You have to wait till afterwards. It'll be a little bit more expensive. You make a little bit less profit. That's what you must do. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Yesh Menachronim Shesovrim. He brings down in the Shaar HaTzion. This is brought down the name of the Bach. The Heichon Shenizdamin Lo Kniyas Sayayim Bezol Ma'od. If you get the wine very inexpensively right now, the Hurevach Maruba Sha'achar HaMoed, and it's much cheaper now than after Chol HaMoed, Ein Motzui Klal Revach Kazeh, and you won't be able to find such a good bargain after Yontif Mutter, then you'd be allowed to purchase it on Chol HaMoed, because this is again similar to Dumya the Shayara now. This is what we learned in yesterday's shir, that if the boats and the caravans aren't there, you won't be able to go and buy yourself. So you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, so to over here. If you won't be able to get such a great buy, nowhere near it, after Yontif, so then you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. And then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, look in the Bir Halacha, Ayin in the Bir Halacha. If you look in Dibra Maskel, Vimudav Rishenu Matzoi, he has a long discussion. And he brings down, Haro Achronim Tarchu Liyashi Divri Aramah V'Mechaber. They try very hard to show that the Ramah and the Mechaber aren't arguing with each other. On the surface, they seem to be arguing with each other. So he says, Dikivin Da Mechaber Mai Rishenu Motzi Achar Amoid, Kamoshi Motzi Ato. The Mechaber says, you're not going to find this after Yontif, and the Ramah says the same thing. Yet the Mechaber says you can't, and the Ramah says you can. So the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Maimon Mordechai, who makes a chilik between the two, so that they're not arguing with each other, but it's a dochak type of a teretz. And he says, "D'b'shayara min kamil sotvei." In regards to the shayara case, it's recognizable. Do revach shino motzi tomit. It wouldn't be available any other time, as opposed to here, it's not. And maybe that's why the Mechaber says no, and previously the Mechaber had said essentially yes, and the Ramah says yes, because it's similar to the shayara case. The b'shayara min kamil sotvei, because it's more recognizable. He then brings down the Bach, who says that the heter here is dafka berevach meruba, only in a huge financial windfall. Like, for example, with the Shayara. And that's what the Ramah is only allowing, but not in the case of a minor financial benefit, which is what the Mechaber says, it's not good. He says also look in the Elyar Rabbah, who gives a different shot. The Daito, the Kivin, the Sover, Bikiniyosu, Kedei Larviach. Since if he doesn't purchase it right now, he won't be able to find it afterwards because it'll be much more expensive. This is exactly the case of the caravan. And the Mechaber, who says, no, you can't do this, the Mechaber, who's Oser, is talking about a different case. He says, that's because you're talking about Yoser Michtei Shtiyoso. And therefore, Lo Mayre Bekonin Kedei Laviach. He's not talking about making a profit, he's just doing it for next year. And that's why it's Oser, because it's a Tircha Yisera. Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, you can rely upon the explanation that the Bach gave, and if somebody's meko like the El Yeraba, then you don't have to go and protest. That is acceptable as well. Now we go to Sifyut. The Mechaber writes, Mochre Tivolin or Yorok, people that are selling either spices or vegetables. The underlying denominator over here is that they don't last. You can't buy them for a long period of time. So these people on Chol HaMoed are allowed to open their stores poskin umochun kedarkam b'farhesya. They can open their stores and sell stuff like this in the normal fashion because it's clear shakol yodim shem l'tzara chamoed, because you're obviously buying it for either Chol HaMoed usage or for the last days of Yontif usage, because these types of things don't last till the following week. Mishbur explains in Sivkot Lamed Gimel, v'achronim hiskimu duadin mochre b'samim. Same thing would apply to people that are selling b'samim. Because even though this does last, nevertheless, it's obvious that you're buying it for Chol HaMoed or for the Yontif, because that's why people bought these besamim. So therefore, in this situation, it's clear. Since they're opening it up for Yidden, so afilu bar nochri, and then even if non-Jewish people come, liknos, even though they're obviously not doing it for Yontif, mutalim kaloyer. Once it's open, you're allowed to go sell them as well. Dirshu footnote number 24 brings down. However, if you have dried spices which last for a long period of time, like we have nowadays, you go to a store, you buy a little small container of spices, it can last for a couple of years. So if Nissen Karlitz, that Tzal brings down, ain't het alochem. That you don't have a right to sell. You should have bought it before Yantif. Shlohuta limkor befahesi. You can't sell it in public. El tavlin and lachem, except for the moist, fresh spices that aren't going to last for a long period of time, and those are only allowed to be sold. But the spices that you buy in a little container that lasts for months, years, that you're not allowed to buy or sell. The issue number 25 brings down, obviously, if somebody's selling a lulav and esrog, or schach for a sukkah, or matzahs on Pesach, so Venis and Karlitz Tzal brings down, obviously you can sell those in public as well, because obviously you're selling them for the Chol HaMoed or for Yontif. The issue number 26 brings down, Vim his chanuso, if his store is nimtzis b'mokum she'ein dar m'sham Yehudim, nobody lives there who's a Shomer Torah mitzvos, so obviously people aren't buying this for the Yontif, because they don't believe, unfortunately, in Yontif. So then Reb Moshe Feinstein, that's how it brings down the Irgus Moshe. Then it's also lo liftoach es chanuso b'chol HaMoed. Then you can't open your store on Chol HaMoed to sell stuff that's normally used by Yidden on Chol HaMoed, because there are no Yidden over here that are interested in purchasing things for Chol HaMoed, or it's all non-Jewish people, certainly not interested in purchasing things for Chol HaMoed. Now we go to Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Mochre peiros, kisus v'kelim. If a person sells fruits, or he sells clothing, kisus is clothing, v'kelim is other utensils or garments, mochre mitzino l'tzorech hamoed. They're allowed to go and sell it only in private, and they can't open their stores in the regular way for tzorech hamoed. Obviously, it's for tzorech hamoed, but you still can't open your stores in the regular ways, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Zivkot Lamedalim. The elu dvarim hamiskayim l'yach hamoed. These things will last for after Chol HaMoed, they'll last for after Yontif. V'nikar, it's not recognizable, shul tzorech hamoed, that you're obviously doing this for Chol HaMoed. And therefore, we also l'mich shadei, people are going to suspect, shalok chon l'tzorech chol, that you're just selling it for usage after Chol HaMoed, after Yontif, v'lochem bayit sinah. That's why you have to do it somewhat in private. The issue foot number 27 brings down, Linyan Mechiras Peros Bechonus Makolas, in a Makolas, in a small little grocery store in Eretz Yisrael, so Rav Azaz Zatzal and the Shevet Alevi brings down, Shekivin Shadarkim Likar Kimuyos Kitanos, since they only sell small quantities in these stores, and it's obvious that you're only buying this for Chol HaMoed or for Yontif, so then it's allowed. However, if you go into these big wholesalers, these stores that are called Ach Hasitunoyim, these wholesalers, Shemokrin, Kamuyos, Gedolos, Asurim, if they're selling large quantities, you go into a Costco, you go into some very large store, and you're buying 20 rolls of whatever it is, so then you're not allowed to do this because Enoniko Shulutzor HaMoyt, because you don't buy 20 of them, a whole truckload of them for Chol HaMoed, and obviously you're doing it for afterwards. However, im ein dai schor bechone saktana letzorach hamoed mamish, but if these little small makolas doesn't have enough that you could buy for Chol HaMoed, so then mutarim limkor lo, you can go and sell it to such stores. The issue foot number 28 brings down the chanos hamocheres dvarim shem letzorach hamoed. Ach gam dvarim acherim nukorim ba, a big store that sells stuff for Chol HaMoed, but also sells stuff that's not for Chol HaMoed. So any typical makolas sells all sorts of things that you don't need for Chol HaMoed in addition to the stuff that you do need for Chol HaMoed. So Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down Shemuto leposcha b'Chol HaMoed. You can keep the store open on Chol HaMoed and even sell the things that aren't necessary for Yontif. Once the store is open, you're allowed to keep it open for those other things as well. What about flowers? So you're allowed to sell flowers on Chol HaMoed. So Nissen Karlitz says, Mutter limkor rak prochem she'enu miskaimim, only flowers that won't last. V'niko shemochem l'tzorech HaMoed. And it's obviously that they're using them for Chol HaMoed to beautify the house, or for Yontif to beautify the house, and not to plant or to do other things with them after Yontif or Chol HaMoed is over. Dirshu foot number 29 brings down, Begeder psichas chanus betzina. What do we define as you're opening up the store in private? So Rav Nissen Karlitz Tzal brings down shemokim sheisham ovim v'shavim l'nechshav mokim betzina. If this passes by, so then it's not called betzina. Even if your store is on the second floor of the building, but that's not called betzina. However, if it's an apartment building and you have stuff in your house, so then that is called betzina. Then he says v'chanus shlo nikar davik shipsucha. If it's not recognized that the store is open, for example, so you have air conditioning on, and the doors are all closed, and the windows are all shut, so you can't tell that the store is open or not. So Nissen Karlitz says, you have to make some sort of a hecker, because under normal circumstances, this store doesn't look like it's open. So if you have a sign on the door that says open, you have to keep that sign closed, and not have the sign on the door that says that it's open. And finally, it says, V'chanus ha-mocheres v'fahes yishlok adin. If a store is open, when it's not allowed to be, are you allowed to go in there and purchase stuff that you need? Mutter liknos bo l'tzor ha-moyd. I need something that's necessary for ha-moyd, but this store really shouldn't be open. So he says, it's not a problem on you. It's a problem on the owner of the store. There's no knas on you buying something there that's l'tzor ha-moyd. You'd be allowed to go into that store and buy it. Then we continue in the Mishnah Berurah. V'katsu ha-poskim, he brings down. In the Sharet Zion Oslam Gimel, it says the name of Magen Avraham, in the name of Kama Poskim, the Kotzwa Poskim, the Davka Mochrim Nakvuyin Shem Nosim Bekach Kol Shona Boy Vitzina. Only those types of stores that are open all the time, and this is their professional business, they need to keep it open only Bitzina. Abu Balabais, a private person who's now selling something on Cholamite, he can do that publicly because that's not his business. He doesn't have a store in his house. He's just selling something now, so he can do it in a more public way than in a regular store. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, Ketzad, what is the definition of here of Bitzina? He says, Im Haysa Chanas Pesuch Lezovis, if the store is open to a corner, or into an alleyway, then you can open in the regular way because that's not a regular place where people pass by. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Lamed Hey, wrote to Lomar, Shein Ma Foolish. It doesn't go through and through this Mavui, and therefore people don't go by here. However, the Ilam Foolish, if it goes through and through, then Hu Bechlad, Rishus Harabim. Then it's a regular Rishus Harabim, and that would be called Bifahesya. However, the Mechaber continues, he says, V'maisa pesuch l'rishus harabim. If it's open to rishus harabim, so the way to do it, bitzina, is poseach achas v'noel echos. You keep one door open and one door closed. What does that mean? The Mishnah Berurah explains, as if katan l'midvav, v'dafko bezeh, only in this way is it allowed. Avol shar dvarim, for example, afilo yoshev v'pesach achonis, even if you're standing by the doorway, v'achonis segura, and the store is closed. However, v'adel is pesuch, but the door is open, osur, then you're not allowed to do that as well. Mechaber continues, and he writes, v'erev yontava achron shel chag ha-sukkos. On Hoshana Rabbah, Erev Shmini Atzeres, what are you allowed to do? He says, the typical thing was that they would go and decorate their stores with beautiful fruits. So you're allowed to motzi u'ma'atir sashuk. You're allowed to go and decorate your store, the marketplace, with payros, with all sorts of fruits, b'shul kovad yontif. That's a nice thing that they did for kovad yontif. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Zayin, zil inyan la'atir ashuk b'feiros. This is talking about putting up fruits to decorate over here. Dein tzorech rak b'erev yontif, ha'achun shulchag. This is only done on Erev Shmini Atzeres, on Hoshana Rabbah. Umishum kvod Shmini Atzeres. They did this to honor Shmini Atzeres, to regal bifnei atzmo, to demonstrate and show that it is a separate yontif. Masha Ein came Erev yontif achru shel Pesach. This wasn't necessary to be done on the last day of Pesach. They bar mitzvah latir. There was no custom or mitzvah to go and decorate, to give it honor, because of course it's Pesach. Shmini Atzeres, this whole discussion, is it a separate holiday? Is it just an add-on holiday? So it's considered Pazer Koshev, the famous mnemonic, the six things in the Gemara, that says it's regal bifnei atzmo. But to keep the stores open, but if it's needed to allow people to buy stuff for Yontif, so this has nothing to do with Shmini Atzeres. This has to do with the needs of Yontif. So if it's the needs of Yontif, whether it's Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, or whether it's the last days of Pesach, you can keep your stores open. The idea of decorating it, however, that was specifically done for Shmini Atzeres. Now we conclude with the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Umotu liknos letzorech yontif sheni shel yontif va'achron." He brings out from the Torah and the Rosh that you're allowed to go and purchase on Chol HaMoed for yontif sheni shel golius. Now, if this iser of purchasing and doing business on Chol HaMoed is an iser daraisa and yontif sheni shel golius is only a din derabanan, so maybe you might have thought that you're not allowed to do being over an iser daraisa to be mekayim, so to say, a mitzvah derabanan. So therefore, that is not the case. The Ramah says from the Torah and the Rosh that you're allowed to do this. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Lamed Ches, the low name of Kivan da Anu Bekiyim Bekviya Di Archa, Hevelei Kachol. We don't say, well, we really know that the second day of Yontif in Golos is really not Yontif. We don't say that. Umeichin Michol Hamoid, Letzorech Chol da Asur. And you might have thought that you're doing something on Chol Hamoid really for a weekday, because it's really not Yontif. You might have thought that that's what should be the case. It's Kamashulan, the Shari. No, we don't hold like that. Because this concept of zilzul in Yontif Sheni Shel Golius is a very important idea, even though we technically know that it's really not Yontif, but we treat it as Yontif fully, and therefore you're even allowed to go and do business transactions, buy stuff for Yontif Sheni Shel Golius on Chol HaMoed. Sivkat Lamites, similarly, he says, Ayin in the Chidusha Rekiva Eger, Da'afilu Lazos Malacha Gemura, even to do a real Isidar Raisa, Kigon Lavashel, Letzorach Yontif Sheni, to go cook on Chol HaMoed for Yontif Sheni, that is also allowed. Gam Kein Shari. Dirsha foot number 30 brings down Linyan Mutter Lavash B'Chol HaMoed Avor Yontif Sheni. He brings down for Shlomo Zalman Zatzal Shemutter Af Shemaleches Cholamoid lechelik me a poskim. Who be the Raisa? This is even according to those poskim who say it's a din deraisa, and therefore Yotzer Sheni is only a minog, only a derabbanan. Nevertheless, you're allowed to do so. Then there's old discussion: what happens if you're cooking in Eretz Yisrael on Cholamoid for a Jew from Chutz La'aretz? He says, Mutul ben Eretz Yisrael, Vashal Avuro, you can even cook for him. Kim Shemne Eretz Yisrael, Muchuyav, Liros, Lushtadel, Shemne Chutz La'aretz, Yisrael, Yotzer Sheni, because you have an obligation to make sure that they're happy. On the other hand, he brings down the opinion of Renis and Karlitz that disagrees with that. Ayin Shom and the rest of this footnote for all of the details. With this, we conclude today's shiur.